Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. All you're going to need to do is listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself let go. First, we're going to start with a little bit of relaxation. Something you've done perhaps 100 times before. You do it every day before you sleep. You do it any time you go into a trance. What you're doing is you're letting your mind shut down. You're letting your mind lose focus from everything else until there's only one thing, only one point of focus left. And this time, that focus is going to be my voice. That's right. You're going to find yourself focusing solely on my voice as it guides you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So let's go ahead and begin. We're going to begin at your ankles. We're going to work away all of your stress, all of your distractions, everything. We're going to work it all out of your body. We're going to start with your ankles and feet and just simply let them relax. Just simply let them relax. Let all of the stress strip away, slipping away, leaving your body. You can almost imagine it. If you were to close your eyes, you could almost see it as waves of energy leaving your feet. All the stress, everything, tension, all of it gone. And as you relax, the relaxation itself will begin to move upwards into your calves. Feel your calves relaxing now, so nice and comfortable, just letting all of the tension drain away down through your feet. That's right. Now, let's continue moving upwards into your thighs. Feel them begin to relax. Feel your tension just draining away. It feels so good to just simply let everything else go and just listen to my voice for a little while. Feel the tension draining away. Your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all of them feeling so very, very good and relaxed. It feels amazing to relax like this. It is one of the best feelings in the world. And now, feel the relaxation working its way upwards to your hips. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Just relaxing more and more. Feel how good it is. How good it is to just listen to my voice and relax. Feel everything else just simply slipping away. All you need to do is listen to me. Listen to me and relax and let go. Feel the world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. And as you hear it, your body and mind will relax further and further, going deeper and deeper into trance. You may not be there yet, but your mind will get there soon as we continue to relax both mind and body. Now, feel the stress leaving your stomach, the stress, the tension, everything. It feels so good to just simply relax and let go. And as you do, let it work its way upward, all the way up into your chest. Your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. All of them just so beautifully relaxed. There is no need to think about anything. There is no need to do anything. All you want to do is listen and relax and slide down deeper and deeper into trance. And the more you relax, the slower and slower your breathing is likely to get. Almost as if you're taking a nice, comfortable nap. But instead you are focused on my voice, and only my voice. You hear it. It slips into your mind and takes you down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable. So wonderfully relaxed. Feel how good it is to be relaxed like this. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your shoulders. And now your shoulders are relaxed. And the relaxation is working its way down through your arms. Your arms, your wrists, your fingers, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Everything feels so amazingly good. It feels good to just listen to my voice and let go. Letting go more and more with every word as the relaxation now moves upwards, up your neck and into your face, all the way to your top of your head. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing from head to toe, so very wonderfully relaxed. Your eyelids so nice and heavy, your face so deeply relaxed. You just feel so amazingly comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax, sliding down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my trance, just listening to my voice and going so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax like this. And now, we're going to take you deeper still. Now that your entire body is relaxed, we're going to take your mind down, down so very, very deep. I'm going to count down now, down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you will be in the deepest of trances. That's right. 5. It feels as if the relaxation has doubled, as if you were twice as relaxed as you were before, as I carry you down, down into the deepest of trances. 4. So very, very relaxed. Feel your mind and body just simply floating, floating in my words, carried down into the deepest of trances. Nothing exists but my words carrying you down so very, very deep. 3. It feels as if you've gone even deeper. All that exists are my words guiding you so very, very deep. 2. Only thing there is are my words taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. It feels so very, very good to be in a trance like this. It feels so very, very wonderful to just let go and allow my voice to guide you. That's right. It is absolutely wonderful. So very wonderful as we approach the very bottom, almost to a place where your mind is so deep that all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is some faraway place. Some faraway place you cannot even seem to get to right now. All that matters are my words, guiding you down deeper and deeper to a place where you feel so amazingly good. One, feel how deep you are. Feel how wonderful it feels. It feels absolutely amazing to be this deep, so deep. So very, very relaxed. And now I want you to imagine something. I want you to picture that your dominant has dressed you up as an adolescent, quite possibly a female adolescent. And as they do so, you may find yourself becoming upset with the behavior, with being forced to dress this way. And so, if they find that you're not acting as they wish, if you're not acting like an adolescent, then they decide to put you into clothes of a pre-adolescent. That's right. Now imagine yourself as that pre-adolescent. Imagine yourself unable to control your bladder any longer. Imagine yourself forced into a position where you have to be disciplined so that you can be a good little girl, even if your mind wants to rebel against it. In fact, if you can't act that way, if you can't act like the pre-adolescent that you've become because your dominant has forced you to dress that way, then you'll find yourself becoming more and more of a little child. That's right. The more of a little child you become, the more likely you are to have accidents and bedwetting. That's right. If you try to act as a male, or if you find yourself disgusted at any of the sissy clothing you're forced into, or the traditional girl things you're made to wear, then you will find yourself forced to be exactly the way you're dressed. Forced to be a pre-adolescent. Forced to be a little child. Forced to bedwet at night and have accidents during the day. And if you find yourself as a little child and you can't responsibly eat or use the toilet without supervision, or play outside of your playpen without finding trouble, then you will find that you lose all awareness of when your bowel or bladder are going to let go. And because you are forced into this position where you can't control your bowel or bladder and aren't even aware of them, you'll find yourself forced to wear a diaper because that is the only reasonable thing for you to do so that you aren't making accidents. It's not a safe thing to have those kinds of accidents, and so you must wear them. That's right, you must wear them because you have no control. The more you behave this way, the more you find your mind and body becoming this way. That's right. The more you act like a child, the more you behave like a child, the more you find yourself becoming that child. Imagine it now. You're dominant, putting you in pre-adolescent clothes, women's pre-adolescent clothes, and you immediately breaking down into a tantrum. And very quickly, you find yourself having to wear children's clothes. And yet you still can't keep control of yourself. And so your mind and body become even more childish. You find yourself unable to stay in the playpen or eat properly or do any of those things that a child would do. And so you find yourself becoming more and more like a baby, unable to control your bladder or bowel, having to accept the fact that you must be changed, that you must wear a diaper to control all of these things. As you imagine and picture this behavior, you're going to find that it's becoming more and more true for you. That if a dominant person decides to dress you, you're going to have to be good, or you'll find yourself regressing. If you resist, the more you resist,